You're listening to SBS News. Victoria is lifting most of its lockdown restrictions on a day when there are no new cases recorded after almost 40,000 tests in the past 24 hours. People will be allowed to leave their homes for any reason, and schools will resume on-campus classes. But revised settings are in place until at least the 26th of February. Victorians will only be permitted to have 5 visitors in their homes instead of the previous cap of 15, and masks remain compulsory in all indoor environments outside of the home. Premier Daniel Andrews says masks will be needed outside too, when social distancing isn't possible.
Mask compliance has been absolutely exemplary, and I'm so grateful to people for doing it. It's an ongoing insurance policy. No one enjoys wearing them. It's inconvenient, but that inconvenience is nothing compared to lengthy, protracted lockdowns, particularly when we're so close to seeing the first of the vaccines rolled out.
25 people have COVID-19 in Victoria, including all 19 confirmed cases linked to the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport. There are also 3,400 people who are in isolation.
When you think about it, we have 3,400 close contacts. If we had been open throughout this outbreak, then that number would not be 3,400. It would be much, much higher than that. Total case numbers would be much, much higher than that. And it is a certainty that I would not be reporting 0 cases today, and the fact that restrictions are coming off, I would in all likelihood, and indeed beyond that, I'd be reporting a very different set of circumstances. We've avoided that.
Daniel Andrews says he can't rule out more lockdowns until most of Australia is vaccinated.
I can't stand here and be honest with people and say that this will never ever happen again. Now, the day will come when I can say that, and that's when the Commonwealth Government's rolled out vaccine to 90-something percent of people across the country. Then we'll be able to be as definitive as that, but that hasn't happened yet. And again, that's not a matter of criticism. I'm just saying that's we're not there yet. That's going to take longer, and we'll all have to work really hard together to do that.
In New South Wales, 35,000 frontline people, including those working in the hotel quarantine system, will start receiving vaccinations from Monday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the workers will receive the Pfizer vaccine.
It will be delivered for the next 3 weeks out of our 3 hubs in Sydney, which is Westmead, Liverpool and RPA, Royal Prince Alfred. And those 3 venues are where the first cohort, the first 35,000 people will be vaccinated. So this is the first cohort that will be taking place over the next 3 weeks. And of course, we'll update the community on who will be in line for getting the vaccine beyond that 3 weeks. For the first 3 weeks, it is the Pfizer vaccine. So obviously, everybody who gets the jab will need a repeat jab in 3 weeks' time after the first one. But that process will definitely start in New South Wales on Monday. Now, this is a very important development in our fight against COVID.
A similar effort is planned for Queensland's Gold Coast on Monday, followed by Brisbane on Wednesday and Cairns on Friday. Queensland wants to vaccinate 27,000 frontline workers over the next month. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the vaccine rollout won't happen quickly.
It's something that I know that everyone in Australia has been waiting for and Queenslanders are waiting for. But once again, it'll start off very slowly, so no one needs to panic or to turn up anywhere. We will be inviting people to come to specific centres when we get more supply, and of course then the AstraZeneca comes as well.
Australia's chief medical officer says he's concerned about the number of Australians who are reluctant to get vaccinated. A health department survey of more than 4,000 people found that 27% of them were unsure if they would choose to be vaccinated. Professor Paul Kelly says it's vital high numbers get vaccinated, especially those most susceptible to becoming seriously ill.
And the more people that are vaccinated, particularly in those most vulnerable groups that might otherwise get severe infection, that's going to be a great benefit. And for those of you that are not in those vulnerable groups, please get vaccinated because it's good for you and it will save lives. So make sure that you are contributing to the protection of the whole of Australia.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.